Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you guys are doing well. Hope you guys are beautiful and blessed today. Super excited to be here. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night, depending on what time you're watching. I am your host, Brittany Daniel, and welcome to the Morning Motivation. This is your daily dose of motivation each and every weekday. We go live on the East Coast at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I'm so happy that you guys are joining me. Thank you guys so much for being here each and every day. It is chilly in the basement. The temperature has dropped again in Georgia, so I am all warm up here today. I'm super excited to continue our conversation about wealth. And before I dive into the third chapter of The Science of Getting Rich, I really want to explain why I'm so passionate about this topic and why I feel like it is our duty as people, as God's people, to get as wealthy as possible, and not in an evil way, not to be greedy or anything like that. It is really, really, really to impact not only our lives, but generations after us in the most loving, positive, and God-fearing way. And I know that can be misconstrued because people are uncomfortable with talking about money without talking about wealth. But with us and our community, especially the articles that I've been reading and researching to share with you guys, it is imperative, especially if you're a person of color, especially if you're a Black person, to get as much information as possible, to get as much knowledge as possible, so that you are not left behind what they are calling in the wealth gap that is going on here in America. I can't speak for other countries. I can only speak to what's going on right in front of me because that impacts me the most. And I know most of my viewers are American viewers. So for those of you who are international, I definitely feel like you can get something out of this when it comes to your mindset. But a lot of the examples I'll be using are American examples. So for that, I apologize. But this is extremely important to me. It is extremely, it's where a lot of my passion lies, because I want my people, I want God's people to be as successful as possible. And again, every teach their own. I'm just a vessel here to send the message. But I pray that something resonates with you so that it can stick and you can take this information that you hear from me and don't just take my word for it. Go do your own research. Go look into these things that I'm telling you. Go fact check. Go really dig deep and figure out your mental blocks, roadblocks, and all of that with generating wealth and getting to the bag. Okay, so before we dive into today's topic and read the articles and all of that, I definitely have to give a morning prayer. Then we'll do the shout out. So if you are new and this is your first time watching, go ahead and tell me where you are watching from. It always excites me when I know where you guys are from. So Rich Rising, everyone, let's get into the prayer. And if you are not religious or spiritual, or you do not, sign up for the Christian denomination, that is totally fine. I hope that is okay that I pray for you anyway. Everybody's welcome here. We do not discriminate here on the Morning Motivation, but I will be giving, I will be talking to God a lot, or we talk to God here on this channel. So I hope that you will stick along for the ride and be a part of our team, our journey, Morning Motivators. But let's get to praying. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much again for waking us up for another day. I pray that for blessings and abundance and a wealth mindset to be set on all your people, those listening and those watching. Lord, I pray that we open our hearts and our minds to the possibilities of what you have for us, that you show us what is possible for us if we take action, if we get in alignment with you and our true purpose here on this planet. I pray that everybody has some peace, love, just abundance, and lives fully, wholly, and truly, and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. In your darling son Jesus' name I pray, amen. Amen. And I pray that you guys are doing your own prayers in the morning. I love praying with you guys, but I feel like there's nothing stronger than the prayers you send up yourself. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and shout out the Morning Motivator. So go ahead and load up the comments if you would like a shout out today. So good morning. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Being Meech. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning, Ashley. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Authenticating Beauty. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Kel's World. Rich Rising. Kel's World, I need you to DM me. I need you to DM me, Kel's World. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Naturally Ann. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Nana. Beautifully natural. I'm also passionate about this topic as well. Very important, Grand Rising. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Grand Rising, to you as well. Good morning, Chels. I made it this morning. Yes. I know some of y'all be hurting with that time difference. I understand. Going on the West Coast, that was crucial. I mean, it was a lot. So thank you guys. If you guys are in a different time zone, you guys wake up early to watch me. I'm so, so thankful and so blessed that you are here. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Rich Rising, Patrice. Good morning, Clay. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Cookie, Cooking with Raw. Today is your Friday. Well, happy weekend to you, Mama. Choice 99. Good morning. Good morning, Patrice. Good morning, Shador. Hello. I love that you guys talk to everyone too. That is so beautiful. It feels like we're all in a room and you guys talk to each other. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning. Okay. Thank you, Kel's World. Good morning, Kayla. Want to be famous by viewers. Okay. We need to block this person. If you guys have if you guys can block people, please block them if you guys see them being weird. I don't need to be famous. I don't ever want to be famous, y'all. I want to be well known for doing the right things, but I never want to be famous. I want to be wealthy. So I pray that that's everybody's focus, because fame don't get people nowhere but caught up in stuff and garbage. I have no interest in being caught up in. I do not want to be famous. I want to be well known for doing the right thing and doing and spreading goodness to everyone. Okay. I'm getting up these children ready for school. I'm in Little Rock. Well, thank you, Naturally Beauty. Ooh, girl, you up early. Well, thank you so much for being here. Wealthy and wise. Yes, wealthy and wise. I do not care to be famous. Y'all, they can keep all the fame that has nothing to do with God and his glory, in my personal opinion. I want to be wealthy and wise. Hello, somebody. All right, so this is the reason why I'm super passionate about this topic of us getting financially just in the right mindset. First of all, I've always said this, it's in every single book. It's in every book that you will ever read. From No Excuses to Brian Tracy, which was the very first book that we read on this channel. So if you guys are new, what I normally do is take a book that I feel like brings inspiration, motivation to you all, changes your thought process, opens your eye, opens your third eye, and we read it. So we read dang near every chapter in No Excuses by Brian Tracy back in January. This is how passionate I am about changing our mindset and getting us to the next level. So we've already completed this book. If you guys have not, if this is new, if you guys weren't here in January because you came around February, March, or maybe you found me in April, then go back and read this book. I also have a link to a bookstore where it has all of these books that I recommend and that other people have recommended. And even some of the morning motivators have recommended that we read when it comes to mindset, when it comes to just being a overall better person, spiritually, emotionally, and financially. But this week we are talking about the science of getting rich. And this is why I'm super, super passionate about this topic. Some people won't understand, and that's okay. I'm not here to persuade anybody. I'm just here to be a vessel, to plant seeds. Hopefully they grow. If not, it's none of my business. But this is why I'm super, super passionate about this. Eliminating the black to white wealth gap is a generational challenge. Do you guys hear this? Eliminating the black / white wealth gap is a generational challenge. Now, this article was written on March 9th, 2021. It says closing the racial wealth gap is a generational challenge that requires new yet doable policies. Okay. So this is just talking about, I'm not going to dive everything into this article. Where did I get this article from? AmericanProgress.org. And again, remember, I always tell you guys, when you read articles, you got to take them with a grain of salt. If you did not do the back, you didn't fact check, if you did not see who wrote the article, you don't see what the agenda is. But I thought that this had some pointers in it, or some, I guess, statistics or whatever that I felt were important for us to hear. Oh, what was this? Okay. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, so the importance of household wealth becomes abundantly clear during COVID-19 pandemic. Wealth is the difference between families who own But wealth is the difference between what families own. For instance, their savings, checking accounts, retirement savings, houses, cars, and what they own on credit, student loans, mortgages, among other debt. Yet wealth is vastly and adequately distributed across the United States. Black households have a fraction of wealth than white households. Leaving them as in a much more precarious financial situation when a crisis strikes, with fewer economic opportunities. Wealth allows households to weather a financial emergency. Didn't we talk about this yesterday, y'all? Wealth allows households to weather a financial emergency, such as a layoff or a family member's illness. The pandemic brought multiple such emergencies to American families across all demographics. However, the lack of financial security combined with the disproportionate exposure to the deadly coronavirus has disastrously result of the Black for the Black community. I get so worked up and so excited, I trip over my words. You guys, remember yesterday we were talking, if you guys did not watch yesterday's episode, go watch it. But we were talking about this yesterday when Danny said, hey, I'm cool with just making my money. The problem with us being cool, y'all, and I don't want to beat, I'm not trying to pinpoint somebody or make somebody feel bad. The problem with us being cool is it says right here, a lot of us are not wealthy. A lot of us are one job, one paycheck away, one layoff away, one death away from being in a financial hardship that can set us back for months, years, no telling, right? All it takes is one death in the family. We talked about this yesterday, how a death without life insurance can cost a family if they want to send their people off right in style with a tombstone, with a nice funeral, or however you want to do it, whether it be cremation or whatever, it's still a process because they got to hold the body. They got to do all these things with the body. And if you're anything like me, I don't want to just bury my family. We don't know where the heck they're buried. They don't get a nice funeral. We just, according to some spiritual practices, there is a spiritual element to how you send somebody off to the afterlife, depending on what you believe in. So us not having those finances or the wealth or the mindset, the knowledge to put that insurance in place, which is a wealth mindset. You don't have to be wealthy in the bank right now to have a wealth mindset. Getting life insurance for everyone in your family is a wealthy mindset because you're telling yourself, I'm going to spend a little now so that I can revert from having hardships later. That's what the wealthy do. You can say, hey, I'm going to do this now because later on I'm setting up for my financial future. So like this says, the pandemic brought such emergencies to American families across all demographics. However, the lack of financial security combined with the disproportionate exposure to the deadly coronavirus has had exceptionally disastrous results in the Black community. You guys, we're always hit the hardest according to American statistics, right? When the AIDS epidemic came, who was hit the hardest? Black people, Black women. When there was a financial crisis in America, who was hit the hardest? Black people, AKA Black women most of the time. You guys, we are hit the hardest. And what do Black women do? We normally take care of the households. Now our households are changing, thank God. Now more than ever, we're seeing two-parent households. I'm super proud of our community. However, there's still some things that we got to work on, right? It says wealth also provides family the means to invest in their children's education. We talked about that yesterday. You don't want to send your children to the public school. Remember, we always talk about what we weren't taught in school. Wouldn't you like to have the money? And wouldn't you like to have the financial piece to give your kids a better education than you had, or to have the option Maybe you like public school, but you have the option to bring in a tutor or have the money to say, hey, my child isn't doing so great in math class because their teacher is horrible, or they just, you know, were lost along the way. Let me go pay for a tutor. Let me go pay for my child to do these extra classes so they can get a higher score, so they can do whatever the case may be. Maybe you want to have enough money to where you can unschool your children. I follow this beautiful woman on social media called Mommy Week. I shared her on my Instagram, and she unschools her children. What that means is her and her family, instead of putting them in the traditional American educational system, she homeschools them, but she spends her time with her children going to museums, going to libraries, investing in their interests. And her children are so brilliant. Her children are way more advanced mentally than I've seen a lot of children their age, because they've been exposed. She takes control of their learning. But what if, and I don't know their financial situation. I do know she has a blog. I don't know, you know, her finances behind the scenes, but I'm sure if her and her husband desperately needed money, maybe she would have to go to work. Maybe her kids couldn't be unschooled and she would have to put them into a traditional school system and they wouldn't be as mindful as they are, or as just advanced. I'm in awe every time she posts about her kids and their unschooling activities. I'm like, dang, this is something I've never seen before. I would love, instead of having my children sit 8 hours into a chaotic classroom, and sometimes it's not the teacher's fault, because the teachers are underpaid here in America and they're overwhelmed and they're overworked. So one teacher cannot give 24 to 30 kids undivided attention that have all these different ways of learning. It's dang near impossible. And some of them do the best they can. Good morning. Some of us do the best they can. Right. So what if you had enough money in the account or enough wealth to be like, you know what? I don't want to go ahead and put my children in that traditional school system, because they're not going to get the needs that they want. I'm dyslexic, y'all. I'm putting it out. I'm dyslexic. Dyslexic people learn differently than your traditional education style and system. And a lot of them don't even teach anything else outside of how to take a test, because that's where they get their funding from. That's where teachers get graded on. How many students did you take your test? Y'all ever seen that movie Bad Teacher? Did y'all ever see that movie Bad Teacher? When all she did was she cheated. She took the test. She went in and fixed the system to go get the answers to the test. And all she did was drill the exam into her children, so that when they learned the exam, they got the best score in the class. And then she got a bonus because she taught her children everything that was on the test. She cheated pretty much, but she knew that was the only way to get a bonus, because that's sometimes in the school system, and me being a product of it, I remember some classes, all we did was talk about the state exam, because those teachers had to do a good job. So what I'm saying is, if you had the wealth to take your child out of that school system, because again, sometimes it's not the teacher's fault. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes because they don't tell us, right? What if we had that wealth and we can put it in our children the way we want to? What if we had enough wealth to where we could take time off of work and we could say, you know what? This year, I'm going to stay home with my kids. I'm not working my business. I'm not doing this. I'm going to step back from my business and be with my children because I want to. A lot of people don't even get to take maternity leave, or when they do get maternity leave, it's only for a few weeks. You guys, I could not imagine. My heart breaks for mothers when I hear I had to leave my 6-week-year-old because I had to go back to work. I had to do these things. What if we didn't have to do these things? We went to work because we wanted to. Not because we had to. So that's why I'm passionate. But I'm going to keep reading this article before we even dive into this. Wealth is also provides families the means to invest in their children's education, to start a business, relocate to new and better opportunities. Some people live in cities that they don't even want to live in. I was watching, me and my honey were watching a documentary on Katrina. Right. We were watching a documentary on Katrina, and there was a family who stayed behind during Katrina and documented the whole process. A lot of people could not leave Katrina could not leave New Orleans at the time because they weren't financially capable. And it wasn't just Black folks, it was white, Black, or indifferent. But watching these people be treated like animals, it's different when you were young and it was going on and we seen it on the news. Go watch the documentary. I don't know if it was on Amazon or if it was on YouTube. I don't remember. Honey, do you remember where that documentary was? He'll tell me later. He can't hear me. But it was horrible watching those people get treated like animals. And the reason why they were treated like that, because they had no economic power to do anything about it. We have to have economic power in this country to move mountains. And think about it like this. When people say that they're good, right? What if you raise your children as best as you can, and because of life or because of them being hard-headed, they get into legal trouble? Maybe they stole something. Maybe they, you know, did a little something and they accidentally got into a car accident, or they were texting while driving and something bad happens. Y'all, told y'all I love Suits. I haven't watched Suits all Ramadan. I'm trying to, that's my little sacrifice because I love that show. Watched it every day. But what if your child gets on there? I watched Suits, and there was a young boy in this show. And this happens all the time, but this was just a show example. There was a young boy in the show from a wealthy white family. He gets, he's intoxicated. He drives and hits this guy, the delivery driver, and the driver dies, right? Because the family had enough money to hire the right lawyers, the boy did no jail time. All he had to do was community service. Not saying that that was right. But because his family had economic wealth or the economic means to hire the right lawyer, their son didn't spend the rest of his life rotting in jail at 17 years old because he made a mistake. Some people get caught up, wrong place, wrong time, no finances behind them. They get hemmed up. Central Park Five, perfect example. Although there was a vendetta and there was the time and country that we were in at the time. Racism, of course, was high, you know, like it always is in our country. But some of those families did not have the economic means to hire the right lawyer. Having the right lawyer is life or death. We don't know what's going to happen in our lives, you guys. Our lives can be cool now. Good morning. Our lives can be cool now. We have no idea what's going to happen in our futures, right? So if we focus on it now, we can prepare for those things in the future. And I'm not saying all this to scare you. I'm just saying that life happens. I don't want you guys to live in fear. We're God's children, so we don't live in fear. But we have to be prepared because life happens. And what I'm saying is wealth can drastically save us from so much mental, emotional, and spiritual hardship. It says wealth also provides family the means to invest in their children's education, to start a business, relocate from new to better opportunities, buy a house, have greater participation in the democratic process. That's why people back politicians so they can get the laws they want passed. A lot of us don't have any economic power. Many households in the Black community cannot afford to pay the reliable internet or electric devices to facilitate remote learning, while white workers have been more than likely worked remotely during the pandemic and have resources to vote to their children remote learning environments, while Black workers are more than likely to still be going to work in person. The pandemic has created a perfect storm of the factor that will drive the wealth for America, for African Americans and white households even further apart. Wealth is not only a question of financial savings, it provides access to the political process and therefore exerts political influence. You have money, you can have political influence. That means the bills that you want can be passed. Your children can be protected locally the way you want them to be protected. Your money can flow the way you want it to flow locally if you have fine economic power. Economic power in the political sense, right? Households with wealth have measured have a measure of economic security, can donate time and money. Remember, because people always think when you want to get rich that you want to be greedy and you want a closet full of stuff. You could want a closet full of stuff. That's cool. But you're able to be more generous. You're able to be to help and facilitate that help and to donate and to do things with that money and to have influence. Y'all, some of y'all's favorite influencers are y'all's favorite influencers because of the things that they have and the things that they're able to do because of the money that they have. Let's keep it. Let's call a spade a spade. Let's keep it a buck. What article is this? This is from AmericanProgress.com. This is AmericanProgress.com. I'll go up to the title later. I don't want to lose the place. I don't want to lose this place, right? Therefore, influencing the political process of the policies that are important to their communities. We don't have a whole lot of policies that protect us in our communities. Why do you guys think that Stop Asian Hate bill got passed so quickly? We ain't seen no black bills being passed, right? And there's other factors to that. There is other factors, so I'm not going to ignore those. However, if we put a little bit more money behind those efforts, money changes things. Regardless, money changes things. Yet Congress has not devoted enough attention to both the physical and economical harm the coronavirus has brought to the African-American communities. The persistent black-white wealth gap is not an accident, but rather a result of centuries of federal and state policies that have systematically facilitated the deprivation of black Americans. So they are honest with this. They're saying that, hey, we know because of Jim Crow, the article goes on, criminal injustice, jobs, housing, health care, all of those things have hindered black Americans from passing down wealth. In 2019, the Center of American Progress invited a number of leading national experts on racism and wealth to join the National Advisory Council for Eliminating the Black to White Wealth Gap to make, I don't know what that word says, this racial depravity of pressing policy goal for the next presidential administration and to identify the steps necessary to accomplish it. This group engaged in year-long discussion guiding by the following principles. I'm gonna read a few points and then we're gonna get back to the book. Grand Rising. Wealth is crucial for households' economic security, their economic opportunities, their protecting against economic crisis, and their access to political power. You guys, there's a saying that the black wealth will be diminished by 2050 or something like that. So whether there's a vendetta, whether there's anything, we can't use that as an excuse. All we have to do is arm ourselves. So everything that we talked about yesterday, and the reason why I'm so passionate about this was speaking in this article. And this article is called Eliminating the Black Wealth Gap is a generational challenge. So imagine if we started combating this generational challenge, because remember we talked about getting wealthy for ourselves and future generations, not just us, so we can go on a yacht and party with famous people and drink champagne, even though those things are nice. If those are your dreams, I'm not blocking your dreams, but it's bigger than that. It's bigger than what we can have. It's what we can pass down. It's the influence we can have in our systems. It's what the influence we can have in our children's educations and in the political system and the legal system. Because if you don't have any money and you get a hit up with anything legal, it's going to be a problem. Do you guys know how expensive lawyers are? You guys know how expensive lawyers are? They're very expensive. So we're going to dive into this book. Oh, thank you so much, Mini Millionaire. That power is in the persistence of the book. We should all be millionaires. Yes, Authenticating Beauty is 100% right. We should all be millionaires. You guys go read that book. I talked about that book by Rachel Rogers yesterday. Powerful book, especially if you're a mom, and especially if you deal with mom guilt. She's a mom. That book will help you out for sure. Grand Rising. Grand Rising. Let's see what you guys have to say. Edwan says, my sister is a basketball girls and boys coach and is in school suspension. She is a school suspension teacher. She does Grubhub and hair braiding to make ends meet. Hey, at least she's doing what she got to do. And look, every career path you pick is not going to be the most lucrative and wealthy career path. If God has called you, I feel like if your sister is happy, there's nothing wrong with what she's doing. If she's happy, if she feels like she's living in God's purpose, because we need people who work with the boys and girls. You know, we need people who are teachers who are in schools. It's what we do with that excess money that we have. It's how we spend money. You know, Black women, according I forgot the article. Black, we spend the most money. We spend the most money. Go look and see how much Black women spend on hair care and nails and beauty. And rightfully so, because we deserve. But we spend a lot of money. We do. And that's the biggest thing with our community is when we spend it, it always goes outside of our community. It's not that we don't have money. It's the retention within our communities that we keep the money flowing. We always give our money to outside sources and we don't own everything. So I can't expect every single person that you shop with to be a Black person or to be a Black business. And some of our Black businesses need Black better customer service. Let's keep it a buck, right? However, you know, if that makes that person happy, I'm not here to tell that person to not do what they love. But with the money we do have, investing. If we can spend $50 out at the club, we can invest $50 into stock. If we can watch Love and Hip Hop, we can watch a video on generational wealth or how to get wealthy in your industry or how to be. Your sister can make a lot of money braiding hair. Women always will get their hair done, even in the midst of the pandemic, women were getting their hair done. In the midst of the Great Depression, they were getting their hair done. Women will never stop. Black women will never stop getting their hair done. We will find a way. We will figure it out. We getting our hair done. So she may be doing okay. We don't know, right? But it's really up to how we take advantage of our opportunities. And this is what this article in this book is talking about for chapter 3. It says, no man is kept poor because of opportunity has been taken away from him. Even though after reading this book a little bit, take this book, well, you know, because I'm like, that's not always true. Right. But I'll keep reading because other people have monopolized on the wealth and have put fences around it. So basically it says, no man is kept poor because opportunity has been taken from him because other people have monopolized the wealth and have put a fence around it. I disagree a little bit. You have to be shut off from engaging in business and certain lines, but there are other channels that may be open to you. It says a different period of time of tide of opportunity sets in a different direction according to the needs of the whole and particular stage of societal elevation which has been reached. There is an abundance of opportunity for the man who will go with the tide instead of trying to swim against it. So think about it like this. What this book is saying is monopolize on your opportunities, right? Where in your life right now can you look around, whether it's in your current career, it's in the career that you want, it's either investing in stock, it's either investing in, and understand, y'all, when I say invest in stock, understand the stock market. Understand when it goes up and when it goes down, what those things mean. Don't just put your money in blindly without knowing how it works, okay? But what areas in your industry, in your business, are not being monopolized right now? I'll give you guys a perfect example. So one of my homegirls is a lawyer, right? Right now, social media influencing is a new industry. Right? Social media is still a really new industry. Social media has only been around about 12, 15 years. So there's a whole bunch of, there's not a whole lot of laws written about it. There's not a whole lot of regulation with it. It's kind of like the wild, wild west when it comes to law. She could have easily went and been a criminal defense lawyer. She could have easily went and been an entertainment lawyer. She could have easily went and done a whole bunch of things. What she decided to do, she said, hey, I see that there's a gap in the market. I see that I can monopolize this opportunity in the market. And she was like, I'm going to be a lawyer for social media influencers. So she created a whole business because she's a social media influencer herself. So she created a whole business around that model, around that wealth, that gap in the industry. So what can you do in your current industry? Where is the gap? Where is the opportunities that you can monopolize? Anything, if you guys have a 9-to-5, right? What can you do in that business? What in your industry are people missing? What are people always asking about? What's information that they come to your company for? And how can you structure it to sell it possibly on the side, or to start up a little hustle to do it on the side? Or better yet, write some eBooks. Get some knowledge out there. Sell them onto your LinkedIn connections. Everybody's always looking for information. Everybody's always looking for the shortcuts. Everybody's always wanting the know-how. You know, if you guys are consuming content, how can you be a part of creating your own content so you can be paid for the content that you make? Or you can monopolize on your following. Some of y'all have probably big TikTok followings. How can you monopolize on that? How can you monopolize on that? If you have a following in any suit, there's money to be made. So where in your current career, where in your current industry or industry that you see, good morning, can you monopolize? It is on Audible. Yeah, it's on Audible, you guys. Go with the tide. Go with the tide and not against the grain. Seize the opportunities that are around you. Do what already works. So there is nothing wrong there's nothing wrong with being a copycat if you're copying the right cat. Who else in your industry, in your field, in your business sector, in your environment that's doing something that you're interested in or that you might like to do that's already working? Never feel like, well, I can't do it because somebody else is already doing it. Or I can't, you know, read this book or do this thing or go here, go there because somebody else is already doing it. If it's working for them, how can you put your own special sauce on it? Because even if you do the same thing, you're a different person. You're going to do it in a different way, right? So what could you do that's already working? You know, for your sister, Edwan, that's braiding hair, if she does it enough, that's a lucrative business. It's time consuming, but it's lucrative, right? So what is already working? You know, don't reinvent the wheel. Some people try to make things their own and try to start from scratch. Nobody should be starting from scratch. It's too much information out here, y'all. There's already so many videos on whatever industry you want to be in on how to do it. You want to fix cars, there's videos for that. You want to flip homes, there's videos for that. You want to buy homes and invest in properties and invest in real estate, trailer park, whatever. You want to invest in stock, there's already videos for that. We live in the perfect time. I was thanking God. I was like, thank you, God, that I live when I was born when I was born. And I have the opportunities at my fingertips that I have. I have the resources and the know-how out there the way I have it. Because we live, there's no reason why we can't take advantage of any opportunities that we have in front of us. Do you want to do what I do? Do it. You want to start a podcast? Do it. I'm so proud of y'all seeing y'all doing things that y'all are doing. And if y'all start podcasts, if y'all start YouTube channels, let me know. Put it in the comments. Tell us what you do, what you sell. I don't care about you guys promoting yourself because we need to know. Maybe you have something that we know we need. So anytime y'all start a new business, anytime you guys have product, anytime you guys whatever, put in the comments, hey, morning motivators, just want to do this. I mean, be respectful, of course, but let us know what you guys do because I want you guys to all grow and learn from each other and expand. That's the only way we can do it. It's not about me. This is about all of us, right? So where can you seize opportunities? Where could you be overlooking opportunities in your field? Like we already said, think about it. What do people always, maybe you work at a bakery, right? Let's just give this example. Maybe you work at a bakery and people are always coming and asking for scones, for like three to four times out the week. People come in and they're asking for scones and y'all don't have scones. You keep saying, no, we just only sell donuts and cake. We don't have scones here. Okay, people come. Hey, do you guys have any scones? No, we don't have scones. We only have cookies, donuts, and cakes. Okay, you don't sell any scones. Next week, do you guys have any scones? Maybe. It's time to start baking scones because there's something that's missing in the market. Or maybe you are tired of working for that bakery and you want to start your own bakery. So you go bake some scones. If you are a physician, right? If you are a nurse, if you are a doctor, a physician's aide, you should, and you believe in holistic health, there's not enough clinics out there. Go start your guys' own clinic. Go start your guys' own clinic because they're needed. If you are a therapist and you don't like, if you don't like how your boss and your thing is operating, go start your own. Is it difficult? Yes. But is the reward greater later? Yes. Depending if you do things in a certain way. Do you not, you understand what I mean? And I'm not saying quit. I'm not telling nobody to quit their job. I'm not telling nobody to do anything, but I'm just saying seize the opportunity. So if you are tired of working for them, if you no longer see eye to eye, you can leave and start your own company called Lucid. The guy couldn't stand Elon Musk because Elon Musk was holding him back. Elon Musk wasn't taking his ideas. Elon Musk is the owner of Tesla, by the way, for those of you who don't know, and soon to be the owner of Twitter, I think. He's a multi-billionaire. He has like hundreds of billions of dollars. I researched this yesterday. Billions with a B. I just want one. They got multi-billion dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. I just want one. Just one. God gave him hundreds of billions. I could have one. That's how I look at it, right? This man was not getting along. He was like, hey, Elon, bro, I got all these ideas. You're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. I'm out. I'm done. I'm tired of it. I feel like I'm being capped. I feel like I can't spread my wings and you're not listening to my ideas. He went and started his own other company, y'all. And y'all should see that. I'm telling y'all, go research this car. He started his own company. Madam C.J. Walker, right? Y'all seen the thing? She was working for somebody, wanted to sell her hair care products. The lady she wasn't seeing eye to eye with. Cool. I'm going to sell my own. Don't worry about it. Thanks. Started, and she was the first millionaire of her time. Black woman. And I said she was a millionaire during the Great Depression. That was incorrect. It was before the Great Depression. So I do take that back because I had to fact check that. I was like, is that true? So always fact check, y'all. Don't just take my word for it. Go and do your own research because I'm human. I make mistakes. I mess up. I read articles and books that might not be, you know, I only know what I know. So always fact check for yourself. But where can you seize the opportunity? What has yet to be tapped in? What has yet to be tapped in? Where is the opportunity? We have to monopolize on the opportunities because time is of the essence, you guys. We've seen how fast things move. We saw how fast things took a turn when the pandemic came. We've seen how fast things took a turn after the pandemic and how things are no longer the same. So while we're good, while we're stable, where can we seize the opportunities to increase our wealth, to increase our knowledge? You guys, the opportunity is now because we have the internet. But if we wait and put it off, y'all, the industry changes so much. Every industry is changing more rapidly because of technology, that things are not the same as they once were. When I started YouTube in 2014, YouTube was an entirely different platform. TikTok. When TikTok first came out, you could be TikTok famous within a couple of weeks, within a couple of months. Now it's a lot harder because so many other people on TikTok. You have to seize the opportunity. Don't be like, well, I'm just going to sit here and wait and just watch and wait. You are supposed to do your research. You are supposed to, you know, make sure it's right for you. Don't just jump off the deep end. But you want to make sure that you're seizing the opportunities, because if you're sitting there with your hands folded, watching everybody, time is going to pass. Things are going to be moving. Imagine if we would invest in an Apple, Tesla, what other big stock? Samsung. What other big stock is out there that a lot of people just, if we would invest it in its infancy, when it first hit the market, Amazon. Y'all, most of us use Amazon each and every day. Some of us can't help but to buy stuff off Amazon. We don't go to the store no more. Uber, that's another one. What if we would have invested in Uber all those years ago? If we would have invested in Uber, Apple, Amazon, and I'm going to give one more, Tesla. Oh, we wouldn't even be on this chat. Y'all be on a yacht somewhere drinking mojitos. Opportunity, seize the opportunity. Where is the opportunity? I'm so happy you guys are sharing what you guys do in the comments. Let's say random rich review RR. That's pretty much how fast food restaurants made it. Make exact same menu for most part, but a little different in taste. Absolutely. When they see they're copying the same cat. McDonald's and Burger King have the same menu. The difference is the taste. The difference is the style of food. They make the same. They make burgers, sell fries, sell shakes. Well, Burger King sells way more shakes than McDonald's because that machine been broke since 19 ever forever at every McDonald's. But you're absolutely right. They make the same thing. Look at the bread. Sara Lee makes, and Wonder Bread have been around forever. They make bread. It's a loaf that is cut in slices. The difference is the taste. When Pepsi came out, Coke was already there. There is enough room for everyone, always. I love this. And this mindset. Hey, mini millionaire's dad, you're amazing. You have the most amazing, amazing little girl. yes, there's enough room out here for everybody. So who's doing it already? Who in your industry, in your field is already doing it? And copy that cat and just do it in your own unique way. There's so much room and opportunity for us all to gain wealth, but it starts in our mind. But I'm telling y'all, whatever you see is going to be your reality. So if you feel, oh, everything's been done already, I can never get enough money, all I can do is have this job. You guys, millionaires may need multiple streams of income. So keep your 9 to 5. That is one stream of income, 100%. Then you need to be investing in stock, maybe real estate, maybe whatever floats your boat. Everything is not going to be the same for everybody. Everybody's not going to have the same passion for certain things as everybody. Everybody can't be a landlord. Everybody can't do this. But what can you do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? But you have no choice. We have to grow our wealth, because that's going to hinder us from generationally helping and pushing on and pushing forward and becoming these powerhouses of brands and companies. You guys, all of these names that are famous now, most of the companies are family names. We've talked about this. So what do you want your family to eat off of generations from now? Walmart, that family probably is going to be wealthy forever. If you were a Walton, you are probably going to be wealthy forever. The Rockefellers, y'all, I did research on the Rockefellers. They have been wealthy for a very long time and still remain so. Still have political influence, still have financial influence, regardless if you like the family or not. That generation eats off that name to this day. Nepotism runs in their family to this day. Did you guys know that the HBCU Spelman was named after one of the Rockefellers' wives? Did you guys know that? A historical black college was named after one of the Rockefellers' wives. Could you imagine having hundreds and millions of people graduate from a school with your last name and go on to be productive and prolific people in society? That's powerful. You know, regardless if you like the family or not. Gucci, Versace, these are names that people are going to live off of for generations. Louis Vuitton, that's a family. Their family is probably never going to run out of money. Coco Chanel, it's her name. Now, I don't know if she had children. I don't remember that part of her story. But their shareholders are going to be eating off that name for generations. That's the type of time I want us to be on. That's what I want us to think about when we think about generational building and family building and family structure. So where in your industry can you monopolize on right now to make sure that you're wealthy for the future? You guys, because we can do it. Random Rich, what's up, Random Riches? I do have a YouTube channel and I'm trying to grow. If you guys get bored later, thanks for the opportunity to self-promote. Absolutely. Yes, let us know. Bye, mini millionaire. She has to go to school. AMAC, the machine stay broke. That machine has been broke since forever. I don't remember the last time I got a milkshake from McDonald's. Okay. You guys are so great. I love y'all. Y'all are dope. But we got to be on the lookout on opportunities to increase our wealth. Whatever we think about is out there, is out there. If you think that there are opportunities out there, if you said in your mind that I'm going to pay attention to the opportunities and seize the opportunities for me to make money, for me to be wealthy, for me to put my friends on. And that's the thing too. When you get the information, share it. Don't hoard it. Don't be like, I ain't gonna tell nobody about this. No, tell your friend, call your friends up. Hey, I've heard about this new stock. I share videos with y'all on my community page. I share videos and send videos to my friends. Me and my mom share video. My dad sends me videos. All day we're sharing information. I'm like, hey, B, look at this company. Hey, B, look at this. And I'm gonna have opportunities for y'all in the future. Just hold tight. I got some of y'all, because some of y'all are like, I don't know what the heck to do. I don't know what to do. Brittany, help me. I got opportunities coming for y'all, but listen here. I'm going to make sure it's legit first. Let me do that. I'm going to always make sure it works before I tell y'all about anything. Always. But nonetheless, where can we be seizing these opportunities? We have to have multiple streams of income, y'all. Multiple. Because when this, say if your main stream of income is your 9-to-5, but you get fired, then what? If you have multiple setup or things already in place, even if it's not fully running the way you want it to run, right? If you're not fully grabbing the tens and thousand dollar checks from it, at least it's up. So maybe, hey, okay, I lost this job, but I could pivot and work here instead of having to start over and start from scratch and start your LLC and spend all this money that you don't have to start a business or to get into an industry. Start now. You don't got to do it full blown, full blast. Remember, we read the book last week that talked about being okay, 9 things successful people do differently. Be okay with saying, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm going to learn. I'm going to make mistakes, but I'm going to learn along the way. But why not take advantage of that now versus waiting until you have to, right? So be on the lookout to increase your opportunity. Listen, go watch some stuff. Y'all, the only way we can get knowledge is if we seek it. Knowledge doesn't really come drop at our doorstep. So go seek the knowledge. Where can you seize an opportunity? Start listening to conversations. Start watching different people. Start just putting your ear to the street. You know, start looking around. Start paying attention to businesses. You know what? You know what would be a bomb business idea? Is if somebody could recruit people to work in fast food industry. You know, go gather up people to be like, hey, do you want to work at a fast? Because they always got help wanted signs. And it really is because they're not paying their people well, I really think. People just get tired of the little chump change and they quit. They rather either go find another job or they rather not work because they're not getting paid well. A lot of the fast food industry companies need to raise because they're getting paid. They have the money. They need to be paying their employees way more than they are. But imagine if the employees had the right information, the right political power to say, hey, or the right know-how to say, hey, we're striking. We're not working anything unless you increase our wages, unless you increase the bottom line, the minimum wage. But some people are in survival mode so much they can't make that stance. They got to sit there and take it. They got to do what they got to do to make ends meet, to get their bills paid. You know? Being Me says, I am in the process of making sure all of my financial decisions align with the way I plan on living my life in the future? Absolutely. Y'all, we need to be making sure we know where our money's going. We need to be budgeting. We need to be saving. We need to be investing. We need to be really being good stewards with our money each and every day with the money that we have now. Because I'm telling y'all, I've been seeing it in my own life. Y'all just closed a deal yesterday. Four-figure deals, love it. It has nothing to do with y'all. It has nothing to do with, you know what I mean? Closing deals. But when you do right with what God has given you, when you give as your heart is called to give, because we do got to do that, right? You give the way your heart is called to give. If you manage what he's given you, he will increase. God will increase. He just needs to know that you're serious. He needs to know that, hey, I've given you this. Let's see what you can do with this. It's like a kid, right? You're not going to give your teenager free range with your credit card unless you know that they know how to manage money well. Unless you'll start with a debit card and put a little money on it and see how they manage that. Or you're not going to just hand over your teenager keys to your car without seeing how they drive in an open parking lot. You're not going to be like, oh, you're 16 now, here's your keys. No, they have to prove themselves, right? So we got to go through that same thing. We have to prove ourselves to God. And maybe that's not it for you. Do it whatever way makes sense. But I know for me in my life, once I've shown him, hey, God, I can take care of this. I'm ready for an increase. He increases. Opportunities come. When my mind is fixed at, where is my money? Show me my money. I'm ready for the increase. I'm ready. Where is my money? Thank God for everything that is coming to me abundantly. Thank God for sending me opportunities. Thank God for sending me more people. Thank God for giving me more influence in a positive light that aligns with you. Thank God. And I just thank him and I thank him and I thank him and I visualize and I see where my life is going and opportunities just arise, y'all. But it's only going to come with whatever mentality that you have. If you feel like you cannot do anything else, you will never do it. You are the gatekeeper to your wealth. You are the gatekeeper to your opportunities. You are the gatekeeper to your mind. I got some euros. Girl, I feel rich. Period. Thank you, Nana. I ain't never got no euros before. And euros are more than dollars. So that's why I say that. I've always had a weird approach of wanting to be wealthy just because I saw people close to me make money and spending it irresponsibly. You're helping me shift my mind. Thank you, Brittany. Yes. And never take anybody else's experience and adopt it as your own. Don't ever. And thank you so much for the super chat. It's really appreciated, especially in euros. Y'all, that's like $12, $13 here in America. Something like it's probably a little bit more, might be 15. So thank you. Never had euros before. And you know what's so funny? I was praying. I was like, I should convert my money into euros. I've been saying that. So look at Nana, you just been manifestation. Hello, somebody. But exactly. But we can't take what other people we should take what other people do that we don't like and say, I'm going to do something different. I'm not going to be irresponsible with my money. Don't hold yourself back because other people have taken, you know, their lives and done whatever. We have to do the opposite, you know, because we're going to do right by it. We're going to do right by our money. We're going to be charitable. We're going to be giving. We're going to be fruitful and multiply our money. Are we going to have fun with our money? Absolutely. We earned it, right? But we got to do the other stuff too. We got to be responsible with it. So if you fix your mind on the opportunities, if you fix your mind on doing it right, and whatever right looks like for you, right? If you fix your mind on, hey, because God knows your best. God knows your best. Maybe your best ain't the same as Becky's best, but he knows your best. And if he sees that energy, and it's all energy, you put that energy in it and working it right, there's no way that more won't come to you. There's no way that more won't come to you. When you fix your mind, you're looking for the opportunity, you're seizing the opportunity, you're thanking God for what you have and what you're about to get. I'm telling y'all, that door of it just starts happening. You'll get a phone call, you'll get new clients, you'll get a new job being people, and just fix up your resumes. If y'all want a new job opportunity, fix up your resume and put it on LinkedIn. Y'all hire Travis if you don't know want to do it yourself. Remember, we brought Travis on the morning motivation. Oh, I gotta write this down because it's coming to me. Y'all got some stuff coming. Y'all gonna love. I got some stuff coming that y'all are gonna love. I can't wait. Y'all are gonna love this stuff. But anyways, what can you do that is going to get you where you want to be mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially? Yes, we are talking about finances, but the reason why I'm so passionate about this, guys, before we close up and before I watch the list to the rest of the comments, the reason why I'm so passionate about this, because there's so many rumors out there. I do not know if this is true, that the wealth gap and the black wealth gap in America is going to close. I mean, is going to collapse. The black wealth is going to collapse. That is not going to be on my time. I refuse to not be a part of the movement that does something about it. Because I refuse some naysayer in an article to tell us that we are not going to be wealthy because of the decisions that we're making now. So I implore everybody to make a different decision. I implore everybody to seize the opportunities in front of them. And I really, really appreciate it. Yes, you guys, go ahead and put the comments in there if you guys have anything to promote. You guys can always come back to the videos later and promote. If you guys need one-on-one coaching, I also do that too, so I can help shift your mindset, money, just financial, spiritual, emotional, whatever you need help in, go ahead. The link is down below today and go ahead and schedule a free 30-minute session with me to see if I'm in the right alignment to help you get over your mental blocks, get your mind right with money, because y'all, it's all mental. It is all mental. Whatever we thinketh, as a man thinketh, shall as he. As we know, everything that we think, everything that we know, it starts in our mind. And if we don't get our mentals in check, yes, I feel so rich. I literally be, hello. And that's stage one. Now, once you feel that way and you get in alignment and you raise your vibration, I promise y'all, things will just start happening. And you'll be like, dang, I was blocking my blessing this whole time with the mindset I had and the energy that I had. Life changing. But I hope we can't accept that if you don't agree. Not in our time. We bought to be rich. We already rich. Yes, I love it. I'm going to book a session with you. I'm talking about fitness and finances on YouTube. Yes. Now, my sessions are for life coaching. However, if you do need YouTube help, you could still book. That's going to be a different, we'll talk about that. But if you do want YouTube help, because I don't mind getting on the phone and talking to y'all too and helping y'all with y'all back end in YouTube. So if you do need YouTube help, go ahead and book it. It's going to be a coaching call, but go ahead and book that anyway. Tell me what you need and I can help you with that too. But the 30-minute call is just so I can make sure I can help you, because I'm not going to take nobody's money or do nothing if I can't guarantee that I can help you. Okay. But I love you guys so much. I pray that you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. I cannot wait to share with y'all what's coming. Do not forget to subscribe. Hit the thumbs up button if you guys enjoyed this video. Please do not forget to share this video with your mothers, your fathers, your teachers, your students, your children, whomever. Share these videos. Get as many people on Morning Motivation as possible. Do not forget to subscribe to my channel. Y'all, I'm almost at 100K. I need your help. I need y'all help. I need y'all to be talking about these Morning Motivations. I need to be sharing these videos. I need you guys to be telling people to pull up at 8 a.m. Eastern time so we can make sure that we hit 100K this year. I'm not going another year without hitting 100K. I'm not going another year without that plaque on my wall, y'all. I refuse. It's been too long. I refuse. I need that 100K plaque, and only you guys can help me get there. So I appreciate your time. I appreciate your wise words, wisdom, counsel, all of the above. I love you guys so much. I hope and pray you guys have a beautiful and blessed day, and I'll see you guys tomorrow morning. Bye, guys.